Brooks.
News Talk 710, Cairo, in depth.
A survivor of the Jewish Federation shooting in Seattle, Layla Bush, lives with the devastating results of being shot.
The shock of keeping on saying to myself, oh my God, I've been shot. And the realization that I'm going to have to say that for the rest of my life.
As our in-depth series, Taking Up Arms, continues this morning, reporter Heather Bosch introduces you to another woman who's living with the consequences of gunfire in a very different way.
It happened when Bethel Greer came home from work one night. She came face to face with a robber.
He had a mask on, he had gloves on, and he had a gun pointing in my face.
He told her to be quiet, then went into her house after her husband, Tommy. She heard a scuffle and gunfire.
Tommy hit the floor, and I'm hearing all of this, but I stand rooted.
Out of her car, she grabbed her old gun, and as the man who shot her husband came toward her,
I just raised my pistol and I shot him.
Her husband survived. The robber fled.
And I kept saying, where is this guy? Is he okay? Where is he?
The man she had shot turned up at a local hospital where he died.
And I was just beside myself. I just could not, oh, I just can't tell you how I felt.
It happened at her home in Mississippi more than a year ago, but she says she lives daily with the fact that she took a life and...
I had to because he would have killed us both. He thought he had already killed Tommy C. And he tried to get to kill me, but it just didn't happen that way.
When you pick up a gun, you take on a huge responsibility. Next, what you need to know if you're going to handle a firearm.
Nice and easy on the trigger.
I'll take you to my own shooting lesson.
Bang. There we go.
Heather Bosch, News Talk 710 Cairo in depth.
And you can always find Heather's reports on our website, mynorthwest.com.